I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois is sending $80 million worth of CARES Act money to more than 450 of the state's poorest school districts. Lee Gaines reports the money is intended to close the digital divide.
Danville School District 118 in East Central Illinois has received about $322,000 to help pay for devices and internet connectivity for students. Narcissus Rankin is the chief school business officer for Danville Schools. She says the district prioritized devices for its 5th through 12th graders who are learning totally remotely. Meanwhile, she says their kindergarten through 4th graders who come to school for half days don't have devices to take home.
The thing that we've learned the most from the whole shutting down of school in March last year is that we got some gaps to fill.
Rankin says the extra money from the CARES Act will help the district achieve its goal of providing each student with their own device and internet to students who need it. I'm Lee Gaines.
The Illinois State Board of Education supports proposals to lower the compulsory age for starting kindergarten from 6 to 5. The board's Brenda Dixon says optional kindergarten enrollment means some children who wait longer will struggle.
We firmly believe that lowering the compulsory school age to 5 will ensure that all children have a better opportunity to receive a strong foundation of literacy and reading skills.
Dixon says kindergarten enrollment would grow by 3,000 students next fall if the compulsory age was lowered. More than 24 Illinois counties enter this week at a warning level for COVID-19. On Friday, the State Department of Public Health announced another 47 virus-related deaths, the highest number since June 24th. Capital News Illinois reports the positivity rate in Region 1 in Northwest Illinois jumped a half point to 8.7%, according to the latest figures. Region 4, which includes the St. Louis area, saw the positivity rate remain level at 7.5%. Both regions are under increased mitigations that include the closure of bars and restaurants to indoor services. Unsafe sleep is a leading cause of death for children under the age of 1. Illinois officials say a baby should sleep alone on their back in a safe crib every time. Last year, 108 infants in Illinois under the age of 1 died as a result of unsafe sleep. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. 3 drive-through COVID-19 testing sites will be held this week in the Southern 7 Health Department's coverage area. Anyone needing a COVID-19 test, even those without symptoms, can be tested without an appointment or doctor's referral. The mobile testing events, which are each held from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day, include a test today at Massac County Clinic in Metropolis. A second testing site will be available at the Union County Clinic in Anna, and the third is Saturday at the Hardin County Clinic in Elizabethtown. Results from the test should be available within 3 days. The Southern 7 Health Department is also holding a flu shot clinic for the public. That is this morning in Alexander County. The regular and high-dose vaccines will be available. Officials say vaccines are covered in full or by part by most insurance companies. The flu shots will be available at the Horseshoe Lake Community Center in Olive Branch from 10 a.m. to noon today. No appointment is necessary. Southern Illinois kindergarten teacher is one of 10 finalists for the Illinois State Board of Education's Teacher of the Year Award. Jonna Piercy teaches at Spring Garden Elementary School in Mount Vernon. She says finding out about the award last week left her speechless and in disbelief.
There are like 100,400 teachers in Illinois, and that really got me emotional to think about out of that many teachers, I was one of the 10 chosen. And honestly, I just feel like I'm just doing the Lord's work and what I've been called to do.
She is a Mount Vernon native who studied elementary education at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. I'm Leah Lerner.